It Had to Be You, a classic tune written back in 1924, one of the most recognizable tunes across the United States. Yes, you, the one who wants to learn more to succeed, the one who knows that the next step toward your success is studying in the U.S., we invite you to join us. This is Cheryl of the U.S. Journal of Academics, online in 14 different languages at usjournal.com. That's usjournal.com. We help students learn more about fully accredited U.S. universities, colleges, English language programs, and more. It's a great time to study in the USA. Our colleges and universities are eager to accept qualified students from abroad.
Wait a minute. I heard the U.S. embassies are denying student visa applications.
Not at all. We correspond all the time with U.S. embassies and U.S. educational advisors around the world. The U.S. government has implemented new security measures, but they've not changed the basic criteria for visa eligibility to study in the United States.
So it's possible to get a visa to enter the U.S. as a student?
Oh, yes. We recently spoke with a vice consul of the U.S. embassy in Seoul, Korea, and, like many other embassies, he said they're issuing more student visas now than they did before. They issue visas at a rate exceeding 90%.
So the process is quick and easy.
It's quicker and easier than it was before. Several U.S. embassies now have special appointment systems to ensure that students arrive in the U.S. on time for orientation and classes, and they're investing in additional staff, technology, and facilities to provide more comprehensive services. In Seoul, for example, the wait time for student visa approvals decreased from more than 1 month to less than 1 week.
I guess a lot of students just like me have gone through the process.
They sure have. More than 500,000 students from around the world chose to study in the United States last year. A lot of them use sites like usjournal.com, that's usjournal.com, to help them get started.
How will that help me?
We help you sort through the more than 3,500 campuses in the United States. That's a lot of choices. First, you want to make sure that the U.S. campus is accredited and fully compliant with all the new federal regulations. It's also important that they have the support staff to assist international students. All of the campuses in our exclusive list at usjournal.com meet those criteria. Academics, of course, are also critical. There are more than 500 fields of study in the United States. So, the more focused you are on your academic goal, the easier it will be to select a university. Location and climate are important, too. While some students thrive on busy, crowded cities, others prefer quieter, calmer environments.
I've heard it's really expensive to study in the States.
It is quite expensive, but it's well worth your investment. Employers around the world recognize the value of a U.S. degree.
So how expensive is it to study in the USA?
Costs range from about $15,000 to $40,000 per year for tuition, fees, housing, books, health insurance, and living costs. Most international students rely on personal funds for their U.S. study. Talk with your family about how much money they can give you for your study in the States. A growing number of U.S. universities are offering some assistance, but only about 10% of all U.S. campuses currently offer financial aid to international students.
Can I work while I study?
It's a good idea not to rely on employment in the U.S. to fund your education. Under some circumstances, you may work part-time on campus. Permission to work off-campus may be granted after your first year of study, but there's no guarantee. Check out our financial aid page at usjournal.com. That's usjournal.com. You may also want to reconsider your academic goals so they coordinate better with your limited financial resources. For example, you may explore shorter-term options such as short-term training, summer programs, internships, or